Hey, hey, welcome back for another episode of the In Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your host, Erica Anderson. Today, we are going to talk about number one in the Courage Manual, that is recognizing the lack of peace. So, if you are new here, Inner Beauty Reigns was born back in 2016 as a result of me going through some different life transitions. Ultimately, the goal was to learn how to tap into the goodness that was within me so that I could move forward. And so I was able to do that. And in that process, all of the things that I learned, I have packed this information into a few publications, which are available on my website, innerbeautyreigns.com. And one of those publications was The Courage Manual. So I initially called The Courage Manual kind of the cliff notes to the first book that I wrote, which was called The Courage to Walk Away. And so I talked about having the courage to walk away from things that were no longer serving God's purpose for your life. Once I got to the point of kind of realizing what those key things were that I did as kind of the framework to letting go and moving forward, that was how I came up with The Courage Manual. So there are five key things that allowed me to learn how to let go, how to move forward, how to just bounce back. And so the first thing that I put in that particular book was recognizing the lack of peace. So first, let's talk about what peace is. Peace is having just this ability to be free from disturbance, okay? It's having the ability to have a quiet and calm state of mind, environment. It's about having harmony. It's about having just consistency in not having strife and issues within yourself or your environment. So that peace should not just exist in the environments where you go, whether it's your home or your job or the places where you may hang out or the friends that you have, wherever they live, or the things that you do together. Doesn't matter where it is, mentally, spiritually, physically, peace belongs to you. It's just a matter of making sure that you are choosing the things that allow you to align with that peace. So, one of the things that I talk about is how the lack of peace can manifest in your life. And it can manifest in many different ways, whether it's depression or feeling unfulfilled because you're going to a job that you just have for the purpose of paying your bills and not necessarily because you actually enjoy what you do. Or feeling stuck or paralyzed. Sometimes we encounter situations where we are kind of on that proverbial hamster wheel where we're just going. There's all this movement, but we're not actually making progress. And that's something that's really important to be aware of as you're living, because if you're not making progress, what are you doing? You know, it's one thing to make a decision that, okay, yes, I accept this job and this is what I want to do and I enjoy what I do, and I'm going to allow this for a specific amount of time because this is what I desire. You don't necessarily have to be progressing in something if it is what you desire. However, I do think it's important that you are continually, or maybe not continually, but maybe yearly, like annually, you get to choose how often you do this, but you do every once in a while take a look at what's going on, what's happening, making sure that the way that scenario is unfolding is consistent with why you chose that in the beginning, at least from the standpoint of it maintaining a positive space in your life. So it's important to take a step back and look at whether or not things continue to bring you the peace that it did when you first decided to partake of whatever that thing is, okay? So as you assess those signs of whether peace is following what you're doing, One thing that I think is important to acknowledge is the importance of recognizing whether the conflicts that come up are just byproducts of, you know, life happening and unfolding versus it being things that you could have avoided. Because sometimes we can't avoid conflict. Sometimes things come up and that's just the way life unfolds. Conflict happens and that's just what it is. But when you get to a point where you're no longer focused and your work ethic or the quality of your work or your productivity, your efficiency, your effectiveness, when those things are affected by your lack of focus or lack of attention, that's something that, you know, it's a conflict, but it's something that you can do something about. So it's a matter of you pinpointing what are the things that are affecting me being able to do this and taking that step back and saying, okay, this is what I can do, and executing. Because a lot of times what happens is when we get complacent, it becomes more difficult to execute because you've allowed yourself to get comfortable where you are. So there's kind of a, no, it's not kind of, there's a level of awareness that you must always maintain in living your life, because that level of awareness allows you to more efficiently pick up on when there's conflict that you can do something about or should do something about, versus recognizing when you need to put the solution or allow the solution for that particular issue to be resolved by whoever's responsible or whoever maintains the authority over whatever that thing is. So when you are learning how to walk away from the things that are no longer serving you, the reason why I talk about peace, like recognizing the lack of peace as the foundation for learning how to walk away, is because oftentimes recognizing the lack of peace is the very thing that leads you to the understanding that it's time to let go. Whether it's drama, whether it's discord, whether it's negativity, whether it's a toxic relationship or a toxic environment, however or whatever it is that's affecting you in a negative way, you must always remember that you as an individual have a choice, okay? You get to choose how to respond to that thing. And while it is true that sometimes the way you respond or the outcomes that are possible are contingent upon different variables, it just depends on whatever your situation is. At the end of the day, you have a right to use your brain to consider the factors involved to make a decision for yourself, because at the end of the day, you get to choose what you do with your life. Free will, that's like one of the primary things that God gave us as human beings. And so I think one of the things that we often forget as individuals is that God gave us free will and God gave us the ability to have freedom of choice. And you have a right to choose how you respond to things. As a matter of fact, it's important, in my opinion, for you to take the opportunity to choose how the things in your, whatever is aligned for you, that is what you should be pursuing. Whatever is aligned. So if this toxic relationship is not working and you want to be done with it, you have the right to choose to no longer be connected to that person. Or if you have a child that goes to a school that is affecting their ability to learn and to progress with their education, you have a right to choose. And obviously, in all of these situations, there is various protocol that is required in order to effectively manage these things. But this is why you ask for help, that you seek out the appropriate resources to help you to manage executing that process. But ultimately, when you see a problem in your life, you always have the choice to look at what has transpired, look at what your options are, and go from there. But ultimately, that lack of peace that you feel, you can always trust that. I think one of the biggest ways in which people fail to serve themselves is by trusting your instincts. When things come up and you have that feeling, and it's, I often hear people say, like, I felt this, or I knew I should have. What's important is that you learn. It's almost like muscle memory. In the moment that you feel that feeling, that gut feeling, it's important to pay attention to that, because what you do is you save yourself from all of the things that come after the decision to not listen to it, or pay attention to it, or take heed to it, or act on it, whatever the case may be. But when you get those gut feelings, you have to trust yourself. And so there are different things that you can do to make yourself more aware of those gut feelings. One of the things that I enjoy doing is meditating. It is a practice that I've been doing for several years now, and it has served me in so many different ways. But one of the things that I have delved into is chakra meditations. And so what this is a meditation that is focused on a particular energy center in your body. And what this allows you to do is to tap in. And so specifically with the sacral chakra, which is the seat of your gut feelings, it's the seat of the life force, among other things, is that it allows me to clear any negative energy that may be associated with or kind of lingering with that particular energy center. And once I'm able to clear out that negative energy, then I have the ability to more clearly understand and recognize when I'm having gut feelings about things. Because sometimes the layers of trauma, the layers of things like having a lack of peace and being unfocused and having all of these things, those things can become layers that affect your energy, that affect your energy centers. And so it's important that you take a step back when you find yourself struggling in different areas, to look at what energy center is associated with whatever that issue is, and then take the time to do, you know, a chakra meditation, or do meditation for all seven chakras, because if you can do one, you probably have enough time to do all. But ultimately, the goal is to get yourself back to that place of peace, so that you're back to being able to focus, so that you're back to being able to make those effective decisions, to make those decisions that allow you to be productive in this life and to do the things that you were not only created to do, but the things that allow you to impact the lives of others. Because one thing that I have consistently taught over the years is the importance of understanding your purpose, because someone's deliverance is connected to you walking in your purpose. So as you are learning to manage that aspect of walking in courage, recognizing the lack of peace, you must be intentional about assessing situations in a thorough way. And as I said, trusting yourself when you see and feel that there are things that are disrupting your peace. And sometimes that assessing of situations is something that leads you to confiding in mentors or confiding in friends who can give you sound advice, who can give you wisdom, who can help you to be objective about how to manage those things. But ultimately, you have to kind of step outside of yourself in some situations and be willing to be transparent and be vulnerable in sharing those things with others. So to learn more about this particular element of walking in courage, as well as the other four pillars to the Courage Manual, make sure you go to innerbeautyreigns.com to download your copy of the Courage Manual. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or anything you would like to share or hear on the podcast, feel free to shoot me an email, info@innerbeautyreigns.com. And I thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you soon.